Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the Blue Coal Minstrels.
Just hear that slide trombone. Just hear that slide trombone.
Oh, honey, don't you know? That am the minstrel show with songs and jokes and jingling tambourines.
Just hear that slide trombone. Just hear that slide trombone.
Get that nickel, get that dime, and you'll surely have time at the minstrel
with that slide trombone.
Gentlemen, be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, what is blue coal? It is the finest anthracite mine, washed free of all impurities by millions of gallons of rushing water. All stone, slate, and other wasteful substances carefully eliminated, leaving only 100% pure coal, sized and prepared to burn uniformly in your furnace, with least attention, least cost, and most heat. We're proud of it, and so we put our mark upon it. We tint it an unmistakable blue. It is blue coal. And now we take pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, in introducing our end men, Tambo and Bones.
Yes,
yes sir.
Yes, sir.
And that man of mine.
Yeah, honey. Gone, man, that is my own sweet.
You mean that gal is mine.
I say she is my own yellow.
And I say she's mine.
Well, man, she wouldn't have you because you got cancer, don't you hair?
What do you mean I've got cancer, don't you hair?
You can't comb it and don't you try.
Gentlemen, this is no time for an argument. It is a great time, though, for Blue Coal Mammy to sing that hot blue song of hers, A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
And I am all forlorn. My man's treating me mean. I regret the day that I was born and that man of mine I've ever seen. My happiness, it never lasts a day. My heart is almost breaking while I say, a good man is hard to find. You always get the other kind. Just when you think that he is your pal, you look for him and find him fooling around some other gal. Then you rave, you even crave to see him laying in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice and hug him in the morning. Kiss them every night. Give them plenty lovin'. Treat them right. For a good man nowadays is hard to find. A good man is hard to find. You always get the other kind. Just when you think that he is your pal, you look for him and find him fooling round some other gal. Then you rave, you even crave to see him laying in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice and hug him in the morning, kiss him every night. Give them plenty lovin', treat them right. For a good man nowadays is hard to find.
That's sure good, Mammy.
Yes, sir, that was good. Say, Mr. Alden, how is that garden of yours getting along?
Well, not so good, Tambo. How is your garden?
Oh, I'm having trouble with the worms eating my radishes.
That's so? Well, what did you do?
Oh, I went out and got me a gobs of salt and sprinkled it between the rows of my radishes.
And how did that turn out?
Turned out fine for the worms. They pulled up the radishes, dipped them in salt, and eat them.
Well, Tambo, I guess that's a good one on you. And I think this is a good time to congratulate you on your approaching wedding.
Not on my wedding. Why, man, I ain't never gonna get married. You take a gal when she's 16, she's pretty. When she's 20, she's wrinkled. When she's 30, she has gray hair. And when she's 40, she turns into a blonde and starts all over again.
Mr. Larry Briers and his Blue Coal Orchestra. Now play Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On.
Mr. Alden, that was a nice trick you played on me.
Why, what do you mean, Bones?
You remember that gal you introduced me to down at the dance?
I certainly do remember, Bones.
Well, she was too much for me. She was too romantic. Well, I used to take her out on moonlight nights, and every time she saw a shooting star, she made me kiss her 20 times. I'm telling you, Mr. Alden, if I hadn't stopped going with that gal, she would have had my lips worn down to a nub. And you knows I plays a trombone.
Well, 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 but you could have overcome that very easily. You should have taken her out on cloudy nights. You know, when the stars were not visible.
I tried that, too. But I'll bet doggone if she didn't ring in lightning bugs.
Mr. Fred Vattel, singing Hiking Down the Highway.
Home, just like before.
Mr. Alden, do you know anything about reading hands and feeling bumps on people's heads and the likes of that?
I suppose, Mr. Tambo, you mean fortune-telling. No, I don't profess to know anything about it. And I don't believe that anyone else does, either. In my opinion, that sort of stuff is nothing but a fraud, a fake, tommy rot, a lot of bunk.
Now, ain't that nice? Well, let me tell you, Mr. Alden, you wrong, because I studied some of that stuff myself.
And do you mean to tell me that you can tell fortunes?
I should say I can. Why, only last night I took one look at a man's hand, and I told him he was going to apprise himself of a considerable sum of money. And sure enough, my predictions came true.
And you could tell just by looking at his hand?
Of course I could. He had four aces in it.
Our end man Bones now sings that good old timer, Ida, sweet as apple cider.
Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come out in the silvery moonlight of love I'm gonna whisper. Soft and true, do, 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 seems low, I can't live without you, listen, oh my honey, do, 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 do,
And now just imagine, you homeowners, 10 hours of steady, even heat from just a few shovelfuls of coal. That's what clean, even-burning blue coal gives you. No running up and down stairs a dozen times a day. No fussing with clinkers, for blue coal is pure coal, uniform in size, shape, and quality. It burns to a white, powdery ash, giving you 100% heat and no waste. And for all that, blue coal costs no more than ordinary coal.
Blue again, it's the coal we roll, you'll use again. When the summer's gone and the winter's gone, you'll want blue coal again.